Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
A good leader is going to have this reputation. Let's say a people worked under him or something, a good boss. A new employee comes on. If they're a good leader, a good boss, the older employees might tell the younger one, "Well, I tell you what now about Mr. So-and-so. If you'll work hard and you'll stay after it, man, he'll stick by you. He'll be faithful to you. He'll, you know, you don't have to worry about him firing you for no reason. I mean, he respects faithfulness and loyalty, but I tell you what, you slack off and you mess around, you lie to him, he'll fire you, he'll put you in the road. Don't think he won't."
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
That would be a description of a good leader. Somebody that people say, "Oh, don't worry about them. You know, no matter what you do, they'll let it go. It won't be a big deal." They're not a good leader.
No.
Hmm? People need to know. You don't try to do right, it's going to cost you. You do well, it's going to pay. God's that way. We should be that way. Well, when it comes to loving God, it's directly revealed and shown, demonstrated in loving people. Well, it's not just love. Many things are that way. If you respect God, if you honor God, it's going to be shown in honoring people, honoring His. We ended up on this last week. We'll read it again in Matthew 10. Why don't you turn over there? Everybody said out loud while you're turning, loving God equals loving people. Say it again. Honoring God equals honoring people. No such thing as somebody that has a lot of respect for God and the things of God and honors God, but they're very disrespectful of people. Cannot be. They're just, you know, imagining that they honor God. If you really love God, other folk are going to know it. They're going to see it in your life. It's going to come out through you loving people. If you really honor God, it's going to be seen and shown in you honoring His people and His things. In Matthew 10, are you there?
Yep.
Matthew 10, the latter part of the chapter, verse 40 says, "He that receives you receives me." The Lord's very big on delegation. "He that receives me receives him that sent me." Can you receive the Father without receiving the Son, Jesus? You cannot. You might say, "I love Jehovah God, I love the Father God, but I don't accept Jesus." Can you be saved like that?
No.
Somebody says, "Well, I think no." Answer is no.
That's right.
Study the Scriptures.
Amen.
Well, maybe no. You know, somebody said, "Don't you believe that there are many ways that lead to God?" No. No. Well, y'all are just narrow-minded. Yeah, and saved. The Bible said that there's a broad way that leads to destruction. Right? And many there be that enter therein. There is a straight and a narrow way. I mean, there's some things we can be open about. There's some things I won't even be dogmatic about. I mean, you say, "Well, I don't believe in healing." Well, I do, but I won't fight you about it. "Well, I don't believe in talking in tongues." Well, I do, and I do talk in tongues, but I won't fight you about it. Hmm? But if you say, "Well, I just believe there's a lot of ways to be saved," that's where I draw the line. I'm sorry, no. No, I can't even tolerate that. What do you mean? Jesus said, "I am the way." Nobody can come to the Father except by me. There's only one way to be saved, and it's to be born again through Jesus, through His work. So you don't receive Jesus, you are not saved. "Well, I believe there's a lot of different ways to go." Well, you believe wrong. Jesus is the way. Now, the only reason I say that is because it's the difference between being saved and lost. So we have to be like that about it. Now, He said, if you receive me, you receive... His disciples, he that receives you, the disciples that he sent, receive me. But now, I think sometimes we don't think enough about that. Let's say the Lord sends somebody to the church as a guest minister. He sent them here to do something. How should we receive them? According to this, we are to receive them just like the Lord, because he takes it personally. And there really is a twofold thing every time we come to church. I believe the Lord sent us here to Branson.
Amen.
And I believe the Lord sent you here. So we ought to receive each other like the Lord. What if I received you as the Lord and you received me as the Lord? There'd be honor. There'd be respect for him. And that's when you see situations like the scripture talks about, where two or three are gathered, how? Not just gathered having a meeting. Not just gathered having a service. Gathered in my name. What does that mean, in my name? Gathered acknowledging his person and all that he is. Because that's what that name represents, him. All that he is, all that he's done, all his will, all his words. And that's what it goes on to say. Keep reading. He that receives a prophet, how? What's another way of saying in the name of a prophet? With respect, with honor, as a prophet of God. In the name of a prophet would mean receiving somebody as a prophet of God. Now, you know, so a lot of people have trouble with that name prophet. We shouldn't have any more trouble with prophet than we do pastor or teacher or evangelist. And when you say prophet, that doesn't mean that you're almost God any more than a pastor is almost God. Did you hear me?
Amen.
Now, you know why I say this is because people have goofy ideas about these things.
That's right.
Yes, we do have modern day apostles and modern day prophets, modern day evangelists and pastors and teachers. They're all gifts given to the body. But now, just because you prophesy, that doesn't make you a prophet. And a prophet's primary ministry is not predicting the future. He's not some kind of a sanctified fortune teller. Though revelation of the future can come through that ministry. There's a lot more to it than that. But anyway, you know, it'll help us to see, as ministries develop, that we receive the gifts, and not just the gifts in the ministries, but in each other. You know, one element, indication of maturity is that you can see God at work. Did you hear that now? You can see God in people. You can see giftings in people. You can see anointings on people. And instead of just seeing flesh. And one reason we don't have as much manifestation of these holy things and these gifts and manifestations of the Spirit as we should is because people don't honor them. They don't respect them. Don't respect them and don't expect them. And that's one reason I'm teaching on this. Because we're going to respect the things of God. We're not going to go, you know, some people when they think respect, they think that means stiff and scared. No, no, no. We're going to be happy. We're going to have fun. We're going to be free. But we're not going to be so light that we're disrespectful. We're going to know when to be quiet. We're going to know where to show reverence and how to show honor and respect. And you just watch it. The more we learn this, the anointing will increase in our services and in our midst. And we'll have manifestations of the Spirit. Well, this is manifestations this morning. Do you respect that? We do. God could use anybody. It's not just about who got used. And that's one way that you have a true move, that you don't just get in a habit of stuff. That you know, we want the real thing. And you'll see results too. Everybody say honor. Respect. He says, if you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet or as a prophet, what will you get? What would a prophet's reward be? Well, for one thing, it would be the full measure of that ministry. Manifested. How many know the full manifestation of a ministry to you is a reward to you? You're being blessed. And there's more to it than that, but we'll just stop there. And he that receives a righteous man, this is not necessarily a minister here now, not a preacher, not a minister, but just a righteous man, somebody that loves God and is committed to serving God, you receive him in the name of or as a committed, dedicated, righteous Christian, you'll receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, because they're his disciple, you might say, verily I say to you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. I treat people in certain situations, certain ways, not because of them, but because they are his. Do you understand that? We want to train ourselves in our thinking. Sometimes people think, well, you're just making a big deal out of a man. No, I know the difference. I have no delusions about flesh. I don't care who they are. If they're flesh, they're a man, they're a woman, they have faults, they've made mistakes, I know that. But if God's chosen them, if he's put his anointing on them, if he's used them, I want to see to it I respect that, even in spite of flesh failure. Do you remember David was anointed to be king, and Saul had gotten so far from God, he had an evil spirit? You remember that? He'd become full of hate and bitter, and he saw the anointing was on David, and he tried to kill him. Remember that? David sitting there playing on his instrument for Saul to give him some peace and relief. And in the middle of this, he throws his spear at him, tries to pin him against the wall, tries to kill him. That's just like pulling out a pistol today and shooting at somebody. Tried to kill him. And David left and had to run for his life. I mean, this happened repeatedly. He's out on the run, fugitive, treated like a criminal, hiding in holes and caves. Well, you remember that he had an opportunity where they snuck up in the camp one night, and here Saul is laying there, and David's men, some of his men are with him that sneaked into the camp. And one of them stood up over him and said, let me strike him. It won't take but one time. I'll take care of this problem for you. What did David say? He said, no. He said, no, you won't touch him. And I won't touch him. Why? Because he's the Lord's anointed. This is a demon-possessed man, a man full of hate and murder. And he calls him the Lord's anointed? Why? Because he had been.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.